Good morning. Welcome to Uncommon Awareness. Happy Monday to you. I don't know about you, but I had an extraordinary weekend. My name is Dr. Lorraine Hurley. I'm your host of our program, Uncommon Awareness. You can visit my website at www.drhurley.net. That's drhurley.net. Sign up for the newsletter, and you can check out the schedule for upcoming programs, as well as the archives and podcasts for previous shows. We have a phenomenal guest on today. It's a topic that it's really hard to research this topic if you're a layperson like myself in this regard, and you want to learn more about this. There's not a lot out there until very recently. Bruce Rawls is our guest today, and he's a mystical soul with a mathematical mind, an explorer of the extrapolation of quantum physics into non-dual metaphysics. His geometric and philosophical quests seek the unchanging and universal. His first book was entitled Sacred Geometry Design Sourcebook, and this offers a hands-on approach to finding interconnectedness by immersion in patterns. His second book, The Geometry Code, this is the book we're here to discuss today, turns the exploration inward to the mind. This is about achieving greater states of consciousness, higher consciousness. Here, polarizing paradoxes are resolved by bringing awareness of natural laws and universal symbols to our shared interests and the teacher of unconditional kindness we have in common. Now, in nature, we find patterns, designs, and structures, from the most minuscule particles to expressions of life discernible by the human eyes, to the greater cosmos. These inevitably follow geometrical archetypes, and Bruce is going to be explaining some of those for us today. These reveal to us the nature of each form and its vibrational resonances. That's right, folks, the music of the spheres, and boy, do I have a couple of stories from my weekend to tell you about. They are also symbolic of the underlying metaphysical principle of the inseparable relationship of the part to the whole. And you've heard us talk on this program about quantum physics and holography and unity. It is this principle of oneness underlying all geometry that permeates the architecture of all form and its myriad diversity. This principle of interconnectedness, inseparability, and union provides us with a continuous reminder of our relationship to the whole, a blueprint for the mind to the sacred foundation of all things created. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Lorraine. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for being here. I can't begin to tell you how excited I was when we found out about your book and the work that you were doing. It's so timely, it's so needed, and it's so rich and fascinating, utterly fascinating.
Well, thanks, and thanks for that introduction, too.
You're welcome. Hey, why don't you start by telling us, first of all, how you kind of came to do this work. First, sure. You know, your background, how did you get to, what brought you into it?
Well, probably a collusion of a number of factors contributed to it. I grew up in Livermore, California, and my dad was a supervisor on a cyclotron. So I kind of came by the interest in physics sort of by osmosis. I used to joke with people that I grew up in a nuclear family, literally and figuratively. So, I mean, as a kid, I heard terms around the dinner table like isotopes and deuterium and things, words like that that probably kids in other communities might not have heard, you know. So I kind of got that, you know, like I said, by osmosis, at least an interest in a passing interest in physics anyway. But for me, it was always about what's the deeper meaning? And I did study physics in high school and college and among other subjects, of course, but to me, I was always fascinated, well, what's the underlying principle? And I've always, as your intro points out, I've always wanted kind of what's the mystical connection? What's the thing that ties everything together that isn't subject to change or specifics? And that's why I think I was drawn to mathematics as well, and particularly to geometry as a gateway into a mathematical system that where things are not subject to variability depending on who you are, where you are, all those kind of things. And so that kind of got me into what's become known as sacred geometry in my high school days, actually. I learned about what's called the Platonic solids and the golden ratio in my high school, late high school, early college days, back in the early 70s. And there were two books, actually, that my mom, bless her heart, who's been my spiritual mentor in many ways since literally day one, gave me two books that had a profound influence on that direction. One was Secrets of the Great Pyramid by Peter Tompkins. And in that book, there was a whole chapter devoted to this thing called the golden ratio, or the golden section. And it was describing right off the bat how the structure of what we call the Great Pyramid, or some people call it the Cheops or the Khufu Pyramid, but I think that's kind of akin to calling the White House the Bush House or the Obama House or something like that. it's been around a lot longer than any particular pharaoh, but that's on the side, I guess. But anyway, what I found interesting was that the shape of this structure that's been around for thousands of years, and perhaps more than most people realize, has encoded within it this proportion called the golden ratio. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. And the way it works is if you take this four-sided pyramid that has four triangles that comprise the shape that you see from the outside, and each of those triangles can be divided in half down the middle. And if you take the apex of the top of the pyramid and draw a line, you know, down that face and cut that triangular face in half, the line that cuts that face in half is called the apophem. It's just a fancy mathematical term for that particular measurement. And then it also then defines two half lengths of the base, right?
Right.
So if you can imagine that apophem to half base ratio, it turns out that's about 1.618, which is the golden ratio, as it's called, or also known as the extreme and mean ratio, the sacred cut, the sacred proportion. It goes by a number of names, but I read in Peter Tompkins' book, The Secrets of the Great Pyramid, in addition to it being in that structure, it was also in the ratio of the face of the Parthenon, the Acropolis, in Greece. It's been in countless Renaissance paintings and up to modern day. It's encoded in the geometry of flora and fauna and minerals and galaxies, the subatomic, proportions, quarks. I mean, everywhere you look seems to show up, you know, buckyballs, spiral galaxies. That proportion seems to show up again and again and again. And that really intrigued me. Like I say, back in my late high school, early college days, when I went off to school at UC Davis, University of California, Davis, in the early 70s, I exhausted everything I could find on the subject in the school library there, the Shield Library. And it wasn't called sacred geometry at that time. I think that was a term for the most part popularized by a fellow named Drimbolo Melchizedek, who I had the pleasure of sharing a podium with, 9 years ago now, I realize.
Wow.
And in Sedona, Arizona, there was a global sacred geometry conference, and I was one of the speakers there. And but it's, you know, become more popularized by this body of work that brings to the awareness of large numbers of people the idea that everything really is interconnected, and that there is a geometric underpinning that we can use as a reference point or a catalyst to understanding the nature of the cosmos and the purposes to which we can put it. And so anyway, that's kind of a quick overview of what kind of got me into what's now known as sacred geometry. And I have a website that's devoted to that and have a lot of fun with it. And so that's kind of the quick version.
Okay. Well, no, thank you for sharing that background, because one of the things we neglected to put into your introduction was genius. So I think I should have slipped that in there somewhere, too. If you're studying these things in high school, that just shows me that you have a very adept mind and certainly a questful spirit. A lot of people, well, myself included, I believe that we have that there's no accident that the pyramids and certain structures, man-made, not those things not occurring so much in nature, have this wisdom, have this ability to understand how these geometries work. And I just want to share, you know, the idea that everything has resonance, these sacred, in other words, there's certain repetitions. There's the Torah, the sphere, the triangle, and we're going to let you, that's your area of expertise, talk about it. But these shapes themselves impart a frequency or a vibration which may not be audible to our ear, but can be seen. Like one of the things that I learned this weekend was if you put, you mix oil and water in a beaker and you set it on something, whether it's a drum or a more complex music, if the beaker is able to absorb vibrations, the water and oil will coalesce into these very complex, geometrical, beautiful, like crystalline forms. I had a couple of other experiences that were extraordinary, but it was hard for me to understand in the beginning how a design imparts a particular tone or frequency, even though it's not audible. But this is, in many ways, how these geometric forms are used to heal and to impart and to help us achieve higher consciousness levels, is it not? Does it have to do with the vibration?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
I think there's a lot to that. And just before we explore that in greater depth, what you mentioned reminds me of the work of Dr. Hans Jenny, whose name is actually spelled J-E-N-N-Y. Lived in the previous century and did some similar work in those kinds of things. He used a medium he called lycopodium, which was a very fine powder that he put on metal plates. There's also another researcher named Chladni, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, C-H-L-A-D-N-I. You can Google either of those names and you'll find some fascinating videos of showing the resonance patterns of how when different acoustic tones, and particularly ratios, frequency ratios of tones, are applied to a surface that can resonate at different overtones and so forth. You see the geometries emerge, and it's just spectacular. And in some cases, creating three-dimensional patterns that from a two-dimensional substrate that are just staggering to watch. So if you Google Hans Jenny and the body of his work that he put in this fabulous book called Cymatics is, if you just Google Cymatics, it's C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S. You'll find a lot of work on that.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but please go to Bruce's website, geometrycode.com/sacredgeometry, or just visit BruceRawls.com. We're really fortunate to have him here with us today. Stay tuned, because you're going to be amazed at some of the things he's going to be walking us through and the work that he's done.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful Monday morning. My name is Dr. Lorraine Hurley. I'm your host of Uncommon Awareness. Our guest today is Bruce Rawls, author of The Geometry Code. And why is this important? Well, there are certain geometrical archetypes, we call them, shapes, forms, geometries, that are found throughout nature from the most minuscule particle to the cosmos. And we're learning, or I should say relearning, because it would seem as though the ancients had some very firm grasp of what this was about. We're relearning how these can really impart healing and a doorway, a portal into greater states of consciousness and awareness, including the unity principle, the idea of our interconnectedness. So, Bruce, thanks for being here. I wonder if you could describe for us what some of these so-called archetypes are.
Sure. Just to finish the prior thought, if we'd have a moment here. We were talking about cymatics and the relationship between form and vibration. And if you Google cymatics, you'll find some great material. Also, a colleague of mine named Adam Reed has been working with a device called, he's partly a co-developer on a device called a cymoscope. And if you Google cymoscope, you'll see some just exquisite imagery and animation. His website, denderapartners.com, has some images if you look on the gallery page. Anyway, I just wanted to share that because I think some of your listeners might find that interesting.
It's fascinating. Thank you.
Phenomenal imagery, yeah. So to back up a little, the relationship to patterns and vibrations and so forth, I think one of the things that kind of got me interested in that in the high school college days is the Fourier analysis and looking at how all waveforms can be broken down into simple sinusoidal patterns. And that to me was like a huge aha moment. Because the sine wave is nothing more than tracking one point on a circle, which is really a sort of a limited dimensional way of looking at wholeness, because a circle right off the bat is probably the perfect archetype for wholeness, because no one point on the perimeter of a circle is more or less important than any other point. And I think that principle of inclusion and equality, that sort of egalitarian aspect to that geometry metaphorically is one of the first and perhaps the primary geometric symbol that we could use as a touchstone or a reminder, a mnemonic device to look at how the universe really is trying to remind us that there are two ways to look at everything. We can look at things as being fragmented or divided, or we can look at things as being whole or complete or all-inclusive. And I think it's that latter view that it's challenging because our senses, you know, send us in all these different directions, but there's an inner calm, I think, that we could, it's hard to put into words, but a quality of mind that allows us to tap into that knowingness that sees the commonality despite the differences in form. And that's, I think, what drew me in great measure into the body of this work. And so that's what I keep looking for. And so if that sounds a little bit mystical, it's probably because it is, but that's where I keep coming back to.
It is very mystical, and it's my belief that until we really, greater numbers of us begin to embrace, you know, rediscover the mystical nature of life, we'll continue to perceive ourselves as separate, us and them, you know, this world
exactly.
of polarity and duality. And we're kind of living in times where we really need to grow up and move out of that if we're to survive as a species on this planet. One of the things I took away from this weekend, I'll just share with you. I did a weekend with a man by the name of Zakiya Blackburn. He's been a guest on my show, and he's a sound therapy, but primarily drumming, chanting, toning bowls, and a lot of meditative work, a lot of going inward to access deeper states of awareness and to have a direct experience of the interdimensional life that's also present on the planet. And, you know, this is done, a lot of the tones that are done, it was just remarkable to me to see how they were connected with the geometry. So we've got this, it seems dualistic, but it's not. The shape is a tone, the tone is a shape. It's just on and on, but it was phenomenal. But, no, I think, you know, in my own personal work in my life, we did something. Have you heard of the Ho'oponopono? The healing,
yes,
the whole. Okay. Well, that, you know, we did a lot of work with that, and that really helped to bring me to a deeper level of connectedness.
Yeah,
oh my
that's
gosh.
Marvelous.
Yeah, this is a short segment, Bruce. I'm sorry, but we'll be back after this short commercial break. I'm so delighted that we have you on for a couple of hours, and I want to encourage our listeners to go to Bruce's websites, particularly www.geometrycode.com, so you can follow along with the conversation. Look up Cymatics, as he said. You can also just go to his website, brucewalls.com, and we'll be back as soon as the break's over.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to this morning's program. I'm your host, Dr. Lorraine Hurley, www.drhurley.net. Our guest this morning is Bruce Rawls, author of The Geometry Code. And Bruce and I were just discussing before the last break the archetypes that are found within nature, the geometrical archetypes they're called, because these are the foundational forms from which everything is derived. So, Bruce, you were talking about, you've begun to talk about the sphere.
Yes. Yeah, the circle or the sphere is a really great place to start in any kind of mystical geometric exploration, because it's a wonderful symbol or representational mnemonic device of the idea of inclusion, of completeness, of wholeness, all those kinds of things. And if you look at the idea of a sphere of an infinite diameter, then you're basically talking about the what we call the universe. Although we usually try to divide it into the countless pieces, it's really just one thing. And so the sphere can be, or the circle in two dimensions, And then, of course, there's hyperspheres and four and more dimensions, and that kind of gets fun. My most recent bulletin, I featured an example of an animation I found online of what's called 120 cell is one of the hyperdimensional, if you will, regular polychora. That's a fancy word. It's basically saying these are simple geometric shapes that exist in more than three dimensions, and it's kind of fun stuff. It's sort of hard to wrap your head around because we can only think in three dimensions. But there are actually mathematically robust and I don't know what's the right word. Consistent, I guess is probably the best word, shapes that exist in higher dimensions that mathematics has shown to be very interesting. So to back up a little, if you start with zero dimensions, you have a point. If you have one dimension, you have a line, because now you can move in one direction. And then in two dimensions, we have anything that you can draw on a piece of paper, for example, the familiar triangles, squares, pentagons, hexagons, and then if you keep adding more sides to what's called regular polygons, you eventually get to, at the mathematical limit of infinity, a circle, which kind of ties back into what we started talking about. And then if you take those regular polygons into three dimensions, then you get into what's generally credited to Plato, the Greek philosopher and sage, with what are called Platonic solids, and there's exactly five of those that are what are called regular polyhedron. Polyhedra is the plural form of it, and all poly just means many, and hedron means size, so it's nothing, not that fancy word really.
There you go.
The one that we're most familiar with is the cube, and probably everybody can picture a cube that has six sides that are squares and so forth. But there's four others in that family that are called the Platonic solids or the regular polyhedra. And the simplest of those is a tetrahedron. And now we were talking about the Great Pyramid earlier, which is a four-sided pyramid that has a square base. If you can imagine a three-sided pyramid that has a triangular base, that's what a tetrahedron is. And each of those faces, those four faces, are equilateral triangles, all the same edge length, all the same angles, and all the same faces. That's what a tetrahedra is. And that's kind of an interesting shape because if you superimpose that over our planet, you discover that over the sphere, and our planet is actually spheroid, it's slightly flattened at the poles, which is kind of interesting. I learned when I was studying the Great Pyramid that because the Earth is slightly flattened at the poles, the latitude lines are slightly different if you take that into account, which, of course, we only knew about after we kind of got out into space and could measure those kinds of things in that era anyway. But the Great Pyramid is on very close to the 30th parallel above the equator, which is would be a very natural mathematical proportion of dividing a circle into 12 equal parts or 6 equal parts, and you get that 30-degree line, right? If people are familiar with some basic geometry. Well, it turns out that if you take into account the fact that the Earth is flattened at the poles and it's a spheroid, it kind of bulges at the equator slightly. It's really, difficult to the naked eye to see, but you can measure it with our science. If you take that into account, then the Great Pyramid is much, much closer. In fact, you might say exactly on the 30th parallel above the equator of a spheroid. So it just that's one of many, many coincidences about this amazing structure. But it's one of the things that kind of led me to be fascinated with how form and geometry and vibrational resonances all kind of interact. Another one regarding the tetrahedron, to go back to that subject of the Platonic solids. So if you take the tetrahedron and put one point of its triangular pyramid, if you will, on the north pole, the other three points line up at 19.5 or 19.47, more accurately, degrees below the equator. If you do the same thing on the south pole with another tetrahedron, then the other three points of that tetrahedron are 19.47 degrees above the equator. And if you look at some of the places on the planet that line up with those latitude points, you discover places like a volcano in Mexico City. There's one on Mauna Kea in Hawaii. And I went around the atlas and looked up all the volcanoes. And on my website, I've got a page on there that shows some of the points that are either right at that point or very close to it. And years ago when we were visiting the Big Island of Hawaii and previously actually on Maui, we were on top of Haleakala, and the guy there was telling us how the islands are shifting, but the volcanic activity is shifting as well, in the sense that it's not staying put with the land masses. It's staying at that same latitude, which I thought was kind of a fascinating thing. So that over time, the Big Island of Hawaii is generating more land mass because of that volcanic activity. And so if you project that out into the future, that archipelago of islands will actually be shifting. I believe it's northwest, and there'll be new islands appearing in the southeast of the current chain of islands, because that resonance point for volcanic activity is happening at that 19.47 latitude. And what I thought was kind of cool about that is that's what Plato. I usually try not to go too much into the this symbol means this symbol means that, because those things get into cultural and specific interpretations, and interpretations can be problematic because they're usually based on a very limited view of things.
Right.
We all do it, of course, but I try to kind of take those with a grain of salt and a little inner smile and say, oh, it may not always apply in every case, but the one system that Plato ascribed to these four shapes was earth, air, fire, water, and spirit, which, modern chemistry and physics says, well, that's not what the elements are really made of, but he was actually speaking on metaphorical terms and at least that's my understanding anyway.
Right.
So if you take the cube for earth, it's a very, solid, it makes a good doorstop, in some cases, or that kind of thing. But the cube is a good symbol for Earth. But what I thought was interesting is the shape that Plato said symbolized fire was the tetrahedron. So there you have it. There you've got this tetrahedral resonance points on our planet that have a lot of volcanic activity. And what could be a better symbol for a fire than a volcano?
It is amazing how these things are being, again, pulled together, it's just intertwining, and it to me it's just fascinating. It gives me goosebumps to realize that. I didn't know that little bit about the volcano, so thank you for sharing that, because that's pretty profound. That it stays at a point on the planet despite the landmass. Yeah. That's despite the fact that the things around it are shifting, it remains kind of as an anchor. I don't know if that's an appropriate word or not, but
yeah, I think how I interpreted it, and from what this park ranger was telling me, assuming that's correct, is that as the landmass moves, the essentially the resonance point for that fiery energy, if you want to call it that, or volcanic activity, is staying at that latitude point, which would kind of fit with what Plato was trying to describe as the metaphor for fire. And interestingly enough, one of Jupiter's moons, Io. The only other known volcanic activity in our solar system, from what I understand, that one of the Voyager flybys decades ago now, showed an active volcano on Jupiter's moon Io, and you guess what latitude that volcano was at? That 19.5 degree latitude. Yeah, that's how interesting.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
So, like you say, you don't like to get too much into, this works for this and this works for that, and that's fine, because people really should get your book, and your website is so instructive, if you just want to kind of dabble in what he's talking about before you make a decision to get the book, you can visit the website. I'm just going to bring up an aside here, because we are talking about the relationship of these archetypes to vibrational frequencies and they are vibrational frequency, everything is energy and everything vibrates at a characteristic frequency, but the geometry of something can determine the frequency at which it vibrates. And I saw a YouTube video not too long ago. It was sent over to me by my webmaster, Our Ancient Origins. And of course, the the researchers completely challenged the idea that the pyramids were tombs and that they're only 2,500 years old, and I won't go on and on. Towards the end of the film, what they ended up saying that really moved me was that perhaps as we were migrating through the cosmos, our Milky Way, and things were changing cosmically, therefore altering the energy available to us, humankind went from a golden to a bronze to a silver to an iron age. And the pyramids, it would seem, were actually built during what was called a golden age. And they just put it forth as an idea, not that they have any hard proof for this. But did these ancient beings build the pyramids in an attempt to maintain a higher vibrational level for the consciousness of human beings on the planet? And I thought that was remarkable because in some simple way, I think the fascination we have with pyramids, we're drawn to them simply because they do have this this power. They evoke something in us that causes us to question. And we can take that simply as, wow, who built that? And look at how amazing that is. And certainly there must have been some ancient technology. You'll never convince me slaves carried them up mountains to do this. But, I can't believe we have another break. But listeners, you're listening to Dr. Lorraine Hurley and our guest Bruce Rawls, and we're talking about the geometry code, how there's certain geometrical designs that are found in everything. And hopefully as we move forward, we'll ask Bruce to discuss crop circles with us, and he's talked to us about some resonant points on the planet that are important, but we'll be right back.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook, sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Thank you for listening. Our guest today is Bruce Rawls, author of The Geometry Code. Bruce, we were just talking about, you were describing points, resonant points on, you know, at a latitude to describe fire, but I just wanted to make the point, the way you described described the Earth, could we call that a toroid? Is that a toroidal sphere with a kind of the flattening at the poles and a little bulging out? Is that correct or no?
I think the technical term is a spheroid, which is basically a shape that's similar to a sphere. Although the Earth's magnetic field, generally is in a sort of a toroidal shape. If you take the classic example is if you take a piece of paper and sprinkle iron filings on it and put a bar magnet underneath it, you'll see a pattern that shows two circular loops that basically spreads out from the North Pole and then reconverges at the South Pole or vice versa, depending on which way you assign the line. But that would be like a cross section of a torus or a toroid. So that in kind of metaphorically describes the magnetic shape, if you will. Not exactly, of course, but it gives the kind of general archetype of that
okay.
form.
Now you were talking about.
I'm
sorry to interrupt. I was just going to say we were talking about the volcano and being fire, you know, and Plato having this kind of concept of fire, not as a burning, but as an energy. Do you have correlations also for earth, air, and water?
You know, the fire one I think is the most striking. The other shapes in the, if you will, the pantheon of Plato's Platonic solids, as they're called, or the regular polyhedra, are the fire for the tetrahedron, which we already talked about, the earth for the cube, air is the octahedron, which is basically a double four-sided pyramid, if you will, or eight equilateral triangles put together in like a double diamond shape. And then you have the two that are the most complex are the icosahedron, which Plato said symbolized water, and that's made out of 20 equilateral triangles. And the most familiar shape that's similar to that would be a soccer ball. If you were taking an icosahedron and lop off the corners and then kind of smooth it out to where it's a round surface, you get the familiar soccer ball, which has the hexagon and pentagon shapes. And then finally, the last of the five platonic solids, which Plato ascribed to ether, or you might say spirit, would be the dodecahedron, which is the 12 pentagons or 12 five-sided shapes that are comprising this last shape that he held in high esteem. And interestingly enough, there have been articles that suggest that I don't know how they figured this out. I've read an article or two that suggests that our universe may be a dodecahedral shape, you know. So,
wow.
But an iron pyrite crystal, so I've got a little example of an iron pyrite, also known as fool's gold, that you can see that dodecahedral shape kind of emerging. You rarely see something that's purely that shape, but you can see those pentagonal faces emerging from that kind of golden crystal. And these things show up again and again in nature. Very rarely do they appear in nature in the pure, you know, mathematical, geometrically precise form. But you can see the archetypes, and certainly on a molecular or an atomic level, you can see those kind of shapes happening with the electron orbits and all that kind of stuff, which kind of gets into the whole realm of the quantum and so forth, which we could talk about at length. But the one thing I wanted to mention, one of your advertisers I was listening during the break was talking about amino acids, and that kind of reminded me that, for example, the DNA, every cell of our body and anything that we call life anyway and on this planet has that pentagonal geometry, again, which is each of the faces of this the fifth platonic solid. Have this pentagonal geometry, so you can actually take the cross section of a DNA molecule, and which is essentially I think it's 21 nanometers, and then the turn of one spiral of the DNA is 34 nanometers, which interestingly enough just happen to be two Fibonacci numbers, and that the ratio of any two adjacent Fibonacci numbers as you take that series out to infinity becomes the golden ratio, and
okay.
The way that works is. You start with 1 and 1, and then you go to 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, and so forth. You just basically, each number is the sum of the previous two.
Okay.
And then
we have to take a top of the hour break, Bruce. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we will be gone for about 5 or 6 minutes, listeners, and we'll be back.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.